On a Monday, March 18th, you're listening to Idaho Matters. Hi, everybody. I'm George Prentice. High school and middle school students around the globe vented their frustrations last week as they walked out of classes and gathered to protest inaction on climate change. Inspired by 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, students said they're looking to their own future and the negative impacts that climate change will have on it. And in Boise, the Youth Climate Strike Movement saw about 200 students gather in front of the Capitol last Friday. And joining us in studio to discuss that protest are Elise Maltaire and Liam Newport, both students at One Stone High School. Elise is a senior. Liam is a junior. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Okay. So, Elise, how old are you?
I'm 18.
And Liam?
16.
Okay. So you're a senior?
I am, yeah.
And you are?
A junior.
Okay. You've had some time now since that protest on Friday to think about this and the afterglow of that. How do you measure success, and if indeed you look at that as a success?
Yeah.
I think for us, being that we had a month to prepare and not too much time because we're still in school and still doing all of that, I think we really just measured success in the amount of people, and also a lot of it was the amount of like energy in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 200 students, about 100 like adults and teachers and people that are older than students to support. And so for us, a lot of it was just measuring the excitement and the joy that people had and knowing that we're here to create change.
Yeah, and hearing people's reactions afterwards, too. We had a lot of gratitude from adults and students saying, thank you so much for doing this. We want to keep working with you and get involved. So
it's no accident that you were on the steps of the State House. So as far as reaction from those men and women who spend their days in there, have you heard from any legislators?
Not a whole lot. We had Alana Rubel come out and talk to us. She was one of our speakers, and of course she's out there to support. And then we also had Sue Chu, who came for just a tiny bit to come say hi. But aside from that, we have had no one that are our state leaders helping us or looking to us or talking to us. And we're going to start creating more change with that. We asked a whole bunch of people to sign cards and write kind of what they want to see and why it's important to them. And so we're going to start sending those out to our leaders.
Yeah, we have almost 300 postcards that we're sending out periodically to different legislators.
Nice. Liam, correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen you on the steps of the State House for several Fridays before this protest.
Yeah, this one was my fourth Friday, and Elise has been joining me for the past three.
My third, yeah.
Yeah, so we've created a small little group, but I started about a month ago and have kept doing it.
Okay, so here's the grown-up in me. That means you're not in class.
Exactly.
Talk to me about that.
So the big thing with this is why we're not in class is because if we don't have a future, why should we be educated for it? And also, just our future won't matter if we don't have an earth to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just creating the small changes in the day and spending a little time on those steps really isn't going to make that much difference in the long term. Me skipping 6 hours of school for the rest of the school year and on won't really make that much of a difference.
But for the record, your educators and your folks are on board?
Oh, yeah, totally. A whole bunch of, at our school, we call our teachers coaches, and so many of them are really on board with the things we're doing, and a lot of them were there to support us on Friday, so.
So no discipline?
No.
No?
Which is great.
But that said, I'm going to guess that other students do face possible consequence if they joined you or if they join you in the future. But your message to them is?
I think that's the reaction that we're getting from a lot of people. And because we go to an unconventional sort of school, it's rare to get the support that we're getting. So a lot of students that are going to different schools are having trouble getting excused or leaving and facing consequences for that. So I think that's kind of the point of why this was started, was to get people's attention when a mass of students are skipping school and missing out on their education for this, to get attention from people and face those consequences.
So you get to reverse the role here. I want you to educate me on Greta Thunberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Greta is a 16-year-old activist from Sweden, and she was kind of the person to start this. In September, she started striking every Friday in front of the UN building, or the, no, the Swedish Parliament buildings. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't stopped. She, just her making a small change into her day and sitting out there for about 6 hours or so, has really created such a mass amount of change and publicity, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Publicity and just like so much. So yeah, she's been to like UN conferences and all over the all over Europe to talk to people and create change. And she also, something she's known about is she only talks when she needs to talk. And when she talks, it's very, very stern and to the point. So she often uses things that a lot of people wouldn't say, and like just being harsh about it and making sure that she's not dilly-dallying around.
But this is pretty grassroots. We had students in every corner of the globe participate.
Exactly, last week. There was almost 1.5 million students around the globe counted. And that's for people, like there's tons who weren't counted. So mm-hmm. it was really something that created a lot around it and has been something that's really awesome to see so many people participate in.
We're speaking with One Stone students and climate activists, Elise Malter and Liam Newport. And if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email. We are at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. That is Idaho Matters, all one word, at boisestate.edu. Or you can tweet us at KBSX915. Or follow us on Facebook. We're at Boise State Public Radio. Okay, so let's get real about climate change and the direction you see us going in, and your, quite frankly, your fears of climate change in your futures.
Yeah, so according to the October 2018 IPCC report, we have 11 years to change before we really start to see the worst of the worst. So I think selfishly, I'm concerned about ocean acidification and reef destruction. I recently got my dive certification, so I just want to see the pretty coral and fish. Mm. But I think beyond that, just looking at the increase in drought and increase in wildfires that is going to affect so many communities and disproportionately affect those marginalized communities that are doing the least to impact climate change but will be the most affected by it.
What message really resonates, though? I mean, let's be honest. There are some people, including elected officials in that Capitol building, who aren't on board with the science. So what message resonates?
I think, for me, it's really interesting to see that climate change, which is such a fundamental human right, has become a political action, mm-hmm. and that you're liberal if you think that the earth is changing. And it's oftentimes like, oh, then you're a tree hugger who only shops organic and all of that. And so for me, it's like this is something that is fundamental to every single person. If our earth is changing and we aren't listening to it, then we're all going to face the consequences. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be just the people who live along the coastlines. It'll be the people who live in the desert or things like that, because the air will be getting hotter and drier. Our summers will be getting hotter. We won't be able to go outside. Our winters will get really cold and come late, and it'll affect so much of our life that a lot of people aren't taking into consideration. And it's something that'll come in my lifetime sooner than I would hope. Yeah. By my mid-20s, most of this stuff will be happening. 2030 is when I turn 26 or 27. And so it's scary to see that when I'm just starting to live my life, our earth could be dying and not be able to take care of us too.
I think what strikes a lot of people is just the economics behind it as well. Looking at Bogus Basin and our winters getting shorter and less snowfall, those ski seasons are going to become shorter. Bogus Basin is going to lose a bunch of money, mm-hmm. and it won't make it economically viable to even have a ski season at that point. So even looking beyond the deserts and the oceans and all of that, it's going to affect all of us just in recreation, but also largely economically.
Yeah. And you recognize that this, a big part of this divide has become political.
Yes.
So you're 18.
I am.
you'll be voting.
I will be. Yes, I'm excited.
Are you registered?
I am. That was the first thing I did on my 18th birthday. I registered.
How big a deal is it for someone who turns 18? And what do you talk to about your peers about being politically engaged?
Yeah, I think I am surrounded by a lot of people that are politically engaged, and I feel lucky to be around people that are informed and educated about what's going on. I don't think that is the norm for people my age. I think there's a lot of other things that people tend to do on their 18th birthday. And I registered to vote. But
there is a trend. There is something going on in this country.
Yeah.
Not just with this issue.
I think the youth are starting to see how much their lives will be affected in the very near future. And seeing that if they aren't involved, then they're going to face the consequences. And we see the real science behind what's happening, and we want to make a change before it gets worse.
Yeah.
What's the big dream for you, Liam?
For me? I mean, world peace, no, but...
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your life?
I'm going to keep fighting. I think one thing for me is I'm really big on sustainability and finding that into art, and I love how that integrates with fashion. So for me, finding a way to create the most sustainable and ecological way to create fashion, which is hard and something hard to struggle, like something I struggle with finding out, is because creating fabrics still creates things. Hmm. And we already have enough in our earth, and we already have enough that we've made. So why should I be creating more? And so for me, that's really hard to kind of battle up against, but I think I'm finding ways. And
so design, fashion school?
Maybe. I don't know. Just really, I also want to make sure that with everything I do, I'm keeping out the message that, like, we shouldn't be making more than we need. And that's hard to be like, I'm an artist and buy my stuff, but also don't buy my stuff unless you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And finding a way to balance that between, like, a maximalist, like, capitalist lifestyle and just being what you are and what you need.
Elise, you looking at schools?
Yeah, I am deciding in the next month or so, which is stressful, but I'm looking to go into design, some sort of design and environmental studies. So still continuing with this work on climate change and making sure that I am not just taking 4 years off of this activism to go to school, but continuing my work throughout college and making sure that what I'm doing day to day is going to make an impact.
I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge your educators and your parents for making your appearance possible today.
Yes.
Liam Newpert and Elise Maltaire are students at One Stone High School and organizers of Boise's Youth Climate Strike. Good luck to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.